Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought is holding its annual conference on Islamic unity. Some 850 intellectuals and ulama from 45 countries have come to Tehran to take part in the discussions, this time investigating a draft charter of Islamic unity. All participants agree that disputes among Muslims, which has at times become violent, has tarnished the global image of Islam, making it seem incompatible with the concept of human rights.
Prophet Muhammad is a pioneer in human rights. I really don't need to point the historical facts here. It's interesting that countries with poor human rights records point the finger at Muslims. Ulama must shoulder the responsibility of projecting the true image of Islam to the world, free from prejudice and superstition.
The annual conference on Islamic unity has been able to create an atmosphere of cooperation and tolerance.
People may have different opinions, and it's quite natural. Islam invites us to unite, although we may disagree. We should not forget that division and disputes among Muslims is in the best interest of Israel and the enemies of Islam.
Such conference would help us to get unity among the Muslim people, but of course we need to realize to implement in more practical and concrete actions about the recommendation for the conference. That effort will help us to get unity.
The draft charter of Islamic unity, which is the main focus of the 21st conference, highlights that accusing one another of not being true believers is the main cause for division among Muslims and can lead to extremist ideas. So far, over 2,000 ulama and intellectuals from Islamic countries have signed the draft charter. The Islamic Unity Charter can be a practical step forward to bring different Islamic schools of thought closer to each other. Gisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.